T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, let's get our guy in here, man. It's Friday. Tony Gwynn Jr. joins us, and on the line is our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. He also joins us, and here we go, Tony. You know how difficult it is for me. He joins us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. There we go,
come
baby.
On, baby.
Tony gets the pressure sometimes.
Got it. You got it on the first attempt.
Hey, man, hey, that was the greatest thing when Tony said, hey, man, I think we should just probably just let
just
this
on.
One go right now. just move off that restaurant. No, man. No, Tony, man, as here in Houston, like a Def Taxes and the Astros are in first place in the AL West. And I'm curious, is there any bit of surprise that it has gone this well this soon? Is they're in first place. The Angels are playing well, and as we both said, I think they're for real. But the Astros, you know, losing Lance McCullers, they thought they were going to have him, and losing Correa, obviously, and he's being replaced by Pena, who we'll get into. But are you surprised that they have stayed afloat and looked like, at least production-wise, the way they normally have?
It's funny. I think the last time we spoke, you had asked me if I could, you know, could guarantee that this team would be like it had in the past. I said no, but they still had plenty of talent, and that pitching staff had potential to be really good. And even without McCullers, I mean, those guys have been brilliant. And then on top of that, you lose Correa, but you got this young kid Pena, who is playing lights out right now, who's kind of been able to fill at least some of the void that Correa left around. And listen, this team still does have some guys who've been a part of the winning that this Astros organization has had. So all of those things add up, and they're playing real well. I don't think you could say it's really a surprise, but you knew it would be a lot more difficult than it had been in the past.
Tony, as someone who played in the league as you did, is there something to that with baseball, like this winning tradition, what they've done over the past 5-6 years, that is a big thing that you can't, you know, really calculate when you look at, oh, they've lost guys, but, I mean, this is just now an organization like the Cardinals,
right?
That, you know, right. that this is what they do no matter who is out there.
Say what you want about how things have gone for the Astros in terms of, you know, some of the more salacious things that we've had to talk about over the years, but they've been consistent the whole time in winning, even before that. And so I don't know if it's a huge factor, but it definitely is a factor, and you can't calculate it. And so, you know, when you still have guys like Bregman and McCullers, there's a certain tone that veterans set at spring training. You already have a manager like Dusty Baker who already has his own standard as is. And when you combine that, there's an expectation that even the young guys know they got to meet, and it can raise the level of play for everybody.
Tony, let's get to this La Tormenta. You see how I rolled that R there talking about Jeremy Pena? I mean, hey, you spent some time down there in San Diego, bro. I know you know about rolling them damn R's now.
I still ain't no good at it, though.
As talented and gifted as you are, that means you ain't trying hard enough, damn it. We got to get this thing together, T. Hey, but look, I mean, have you seen enough from this kid to buy that, I mean, maybe not that he's a world beater, but that what we're seeing is legit, and you expect, ultimately, we're getting to a point where we expect this kind of play out of this kid?
I can't say I've seen enough yet. I'm a big fan of getting into June, middle June, before you start to see who guys really are. But certainly, it's hard to argue with what you've seen so far, right? I mean, he's got 7 homers, 21 RBIs. He plays a sweet, silky shortstop, and I just like his confidence. I mean, that's the number one thing I look at when a young guy comes up is, when he does have some bad at bats, how does he react to it? Like, does he still have the same swag he had when he was feeling great? And he's passed all the tests when it comes to that. Now, it's a long season. We're gonna have to see if he can keep it going. Rookies tend to hit a wall sometime in that July, August, and the good ones can maintain during that time. So we're still yet to learn everything there is to know, but he's certainly on his way.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here with us as he joins us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. He is our Odyssey MLB insider. Tony, can you explain this Justin Verlander thing? I've tried to, and I'm just going to throw my hands up at this point. I said to Repeps, like, man, he's 39 years old. He's coming off of Tommy John surgery. Like, you cannot expect him to be an ace. And when Lance goes down, I thought there was a real problem. But even since the last time we spoke, he has continued to do this. Like, he is aging. Even at a rate, like, Kershaw's not even aging this well. And we see Max is hurt again. Like, this is almost hard to explain what Justin Verlander is doing right now. His ERA is under 1.4.
Well, you know, shame on you for thinking that he was washed up and not going to be able to hold up like he has. I mean, listen, there are guys who are just built different, and Justin seems to be one of those guys. He's not running it up there at the velocity that he once was, but he ain't far from it. And the one thing you've always been able to say about Justin, he knows how to pitch, man. And when you combine that with really understanding how his body works, he understands it, and it's easy for him to make the adjustment. And so, yes, please go right. Sorry about that, y'all. But he's a Cy Young, former Cy Young Award winner. The guy knows what he's doing. And, you know, I think also the technology is so much different. It allows guys that if they take advantage of it, they can play longer. And so he's rehabbed. He's got himself in a spot where his body is whole again, and you're seeing the kind of fruits of that.
T, I need you. By the way, you don't have to apologize for when the soccer game's whistling and you're walking across the street. You talk; those are the best moments. We appreciate you fitting us in with all that going on in your world, and I absolutely love it. So
yeah, go right.
Yeah, go. Hey, go right. Sorry about that, y'all. But hey, look, I need you to talk me off this ledge, man. We're 40 games into the season. The ramp up period's got to be over, and my man Dusty. Dusty's he's talking about silky smooth. Dusty meeting with the media sounds like he's sitting at his vineyard out there in California, about three or four glasses deep on the back patio, watching the sun go down. He is cooler than a cucumber right now. But T, this resting players thing, you got to talk me off this ledge. Last night he rested last year's AL batting champ, and who else was it? Brantley, Mr. Professional. Brantley and Yuli both. We're gonna sit them after losing a series to the Red Sox. Game one against the Rangers, we're gonna rest a couple of our biggest bats. You got to talk me off this ledge. I've had about enough of this resting stuff.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to get used to it. it's around everywhere. It's not just the Astros, and I think there's evidence that supports that when you give guys rest, they have a better chance of being more productive later in the season. And I think that's here to stay. There are very few guys that not even want to play every day. I know Manny Machado is one guy I get to see every day that checks that box every night, and that's important to him. But I think teams recognize that the information they have says that get these guys rest, they'll be more productive throughout the course of the season. And, you know, it's game 40. As you said, I think it's okay to have a little give a guy a day here against a Ranger team that even without those two dudes, y'all should be able to handle.
Yeah. All right, Tony, man. We'll let you get on the rest of your day as apparently you got some important business to handle. As,
all right, man. I just got my own radio show. I got to get prepared for.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll let you. We'll give you a little leeway with that. All right, Tony, man. Appreciate you joining us.
Y'all take care.
All right, that's our guy. Tony Gwynn, our Odyssey MLB insider, and all calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.